Madam Ambassador, thank you for your time. We are meeting for the second time. It's a real pleasure always to meet with you and discuss bilateral relations. 2 years ago, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Belarus. It was the first visit of the Turkish President to Belarus. And also this year, we welcomed Turkish Prime Minister, and a huge business forum took place in Minsk. What impetus did this visit have on bilateral relations, and what are the perspectives of our cooperation?
First of all, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I always like to give direct messages to public opinion, to the Belarusian people. So for me, it's very important to have this chance with you the second time. Now, coming back to the high-level visits, actually, yes, the visit of the president was a historic one because it was the first state visit of President of Turkey to Belarus, and it was a turning point in our bilateral relations because with the visit our relations were up to another level. The presidents, they have a very good cooperation and dialogue between each other. In the presence of presidents, a lot of agreements were signed, and one of them was the joint action plan for our both countries. And this included from economy to culture and politics, from education to mass media, areas of cooperation and priorities identified by the presidents themselves to work on in the coming years. So it's like a roadmap for all of us to work together and materialize some objectives that they have identified. And then with the other agreements, and they include the nuclear energy agreement, bilateral cooperation on nuclear energy issues. It included Anatolian Agency, News Agency, and the Belta Cooperation. And these agreements complete the legal framework of our cooperation, and we can base ourselves on solid ground. During the president's visit, there was this business forum, as you mentioned, and 500 business people from both countries participated in that event. And this was the largest business forum so far organized in Belarus. So it's important that business communities were also directly in touch. Basing themselves on this ground prepared by the presidents themselves, the following year, there were a lot of high-level contacts between the countries. The chair of the Council of the Republic of Belarus, Mr. Myasnikovich, visited Turkey. Three ministers from Turkey visited Belarus. Three deputy ministers visited Belarus. And finally, the prime minister of Turkey visited Belarus.
Really very intensive political
dialogue. Of course. And many mechanisms which were available, but not had been meeting for several years, have started to work again. Bilateral cooperation mechanisms, like Joint Economic Commission, for example. There was a huge meeting of Joint Economic Commission, and there was a Business Council meeting on the margins of the commission, which also gave impetus to our bilateral economic relations. And the Joint Tourism Commission met again. Joint Transportation Commission met. So these are important developments. That means it's a dynamic period, and the start of it was the visit of the president. Our trade turnover is now 1 billion, so that was an objective set by the presidents again. So that means we are on the right direction.
The sides are discussing new forms of cooperation, for example, assembling of Belarusian machines in Turkey, Amkador products. Also, they're planning to start a joint investments on their markets of Asia and the Middle East, also to use national currencies in bilateral trade. So what are the most interesting spheres for Belarusian economy for Turkish investors?
As I said, there were objectives set by the presidents themselves, and then the prime ministers also added a few more. For us, it is important, first of all, to boost the bilateral trade volume. This year it grew by 14%. So again, we're doing good success. And then reciprocal investments, Turkish investments, direct investments in Belarus, and also Belarusian investments in Turkey, or joint production of Belarusian machines, working together with the third markets. We have complementary economies. That is important. Belarusian free economic zones, they provide immense opportunities for Turkish business people because there are a lot of advantages and privileges offered by the Belarusian side for investors on those zones. From those zones to the Eurasian Economic Community market, again, they can go together, or European Union market, they can go together. So these were good advantages. But what we want to do is we want to focus on areas where higher added value is in economy and where high technology is involved.
Those in Turkey are discussing now the possibility of transporting freight along the Dnieper River with the construction of the seaport. It's very ambitious project. Is it only a project, or the countries have a serious intention to realize?
The countries have serious interest in that project. It is on the agenda of high-level meetings. It's on the agenda of technical-level meetings. And actually, a technical delegation from Turkey has already visited Belarus to conduct meetings and also see the site and discuss the feasibility of the project. But this is only the first level. That means we have to see the feasibility, we have to work more, we have to see the cost of this project, the implementation of this project, and the benefits of this project. So we're working together to make a good analysis of all these details and see whether this project is really feasible and to the benefit of both sides. But yes, there is a very serious interest, I can confirm that. It's only the matter of time, and the results of the analysis, of course, is also important.
So it is going to be some kind of part of their Silk Road initiative?
Yes, of course. But then, again, we want to see how productive transport through this sea route will be, and whether there is also interest from the business community. And of course, financing is an issue.
It's essential.
So we have to find interested partners to finance the project. So there are a lot of work undergoing, and we will see whether this will prove valid.
Not long ago, Belarus's Minsk, Turkey's Gaziantep have signed an agreement on twin cities relations. This is the southern part of Turkey, as I understand, and it's an agricultural region. So how could you generally assess the perspectives of regional cooperation between our countries?
Gaziantep and Minsk, they concluded the Twin City Agreement last month, but they've been working, they've been in touch with each other in dialogue since last year around this time, and it proved to be a very beneficial dialogue. It is important that we use the potential of local municipalities or other cities than Minsk for our cooperation and relations. It's particularly economic because Gaziantep is one of the largest economy in Turkey. They have proved themselves not only in agriculture, but also in industry. And their business community is very interested in contacting their counterparts here to find areas of cooperation, both for trade and also investments, and also joint product of maybe Belarusian goods or Turkish goods. So there is an economic potential. But also Belarus is and Turkey, they enjoy rich culture, and they want to present their cultural values to each other's public. And this is also a way, because public to public, people to people contacts, it is the most valid way of improving relations between countries. So Gaziantep municipality is known for its gastronomy, known for handicrafts and traditional arts. It is the biggest open-air museum, not only in Turkey, but in the world at the moment. So cultural events can also be jointly conducted, and they're already planning such interaction. Educational contacts, student exchanges, experience exchanges, best practices. So I believe we have to benefit from the capacities of local mayorships. And it is not only Gaziantep, we have several other Twin City projects, and we want to now revitalize. Around 10, I don't want to give you a wrong figure, but last time we have worked on this, it was around 10 from different parts of Turkey. So we want to now use this potential as well, like Belarus does with other countries. Mm-hmm. So it's a good example for Turkey and Belarus cooperation.
Last year, Belarus welcomed more than 30,000 Turkish tourists. We couldn't compare it yet with the number of Belarusian tourists who visited Turkey. But the tendency is that Belarus is interesting for Turkish tourists because the increase is around 6%. What, in your opinion, could attract Turkish tourists in Belarus? And also, what are your favorite places in our country?
You will be surprised, but I should say similarity of cultures. Because Belarus was also a country where people attach importance to their traditional values, to their history and preserve it. And in Turkey too. And hospitality, it's not only in Turkey, but in Belarus, I should say, and it should be world-renowned soon, because I myself experienced, but not only me, I hear it from many people who are visiting Belarus more and more. But for me personally, the biggest attraction in Belarus is your nature. It is so beautifully preserved. And nowhere around the world can be so free to see parks and forests and lake together in city centers, for example, like Minsk. So this is an advantage. Ecotourism in Belarus is developing mm-hmm. And more attracting interest of Turkish tourists. So I believe there is a great potential to have more people visiting from Turkey. It's already increasing, but also from Belarus to Turkey.
So thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.